Good morning and welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by.
Looks as dark as the skies above me. There must be someone here in this world who loves me. A sweet love song would be so grand to know, but my love song are all from the radio. Another dawn is waiting for me, another day, and then another blue evening again.
Starting us off this morning, Glenn Miller and his orchestra, in a recording from 1939 of the song Blue Evening. It was written by Gordon Jenkins and Joe Bishop. The words were provided by Ray Eberly, who sang with the band for quite a while. Wonderful combination. As I say, they start off this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before, and we have recordings by big bands, by small groups, and by some wonderful singers too. We're going to go now to 1936, to Andy Kirk and his 12 Clouds of Joy, and they're going to bring us a song called Christopher Columbus. That was written by Chu Berry and Andy Razzev, and recorded by Andy Kirk in that year. He was led a very fine band in his day. with a wonderful name, The 12 Clouds of Joy. Then we'll go to 1945, to Margaret Whiting. She'd started out in her career in the early 1940s and sang for the Capitol label, I believe, throughout her career. Worked a lot with Johnny Mercer, who ran Capitol Records and started it up in 1942. I believe it was the first label to be started in the West Coast, at least the first major label. She will bring us a song called All Through the Day, written by Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein. And then we'll go to 1937, over to the UK, to a band that was very popular over there, started in the 1920s, Ambrose and His Orchestra. Very, very popular. They will bring us a song written by Duke Ellington and Juan Tizol called Caravan. And that will be Ambrose and His Orchestra. And we will start with Andy Kirk and his 12 Clouds of Joy, Christopher Columbus.
So away. lips recall the kiss I dreamed of all through the day.
You've just been listening to Ambrose and his orchestra from 1937 with the song Caravan, written by Duke Ellington and Juan Tizol. Before Ambrose, we heard from Margaret Whiting, she has a lovely voice, 1945, with a Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein piece, All Through the Day. And we started out with Andy Kirk and his 12 Clouds of Joy, Christopher Columbus, recorded in 1936. And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We've got recordings for you today from 1937 through to 1962. Almost 30 years there. Well, 25 years. And some wonderful musicians and some lovely singers. And we're going to hear now from Artie Shaw and his new music from 1937. The song is written by Cole Porter. I've Got a Strange New Rhythm in My Heart. And Andy and his orchestra will be followed up by Anita Boyer. And she's going to bring us a song recorded in 1944. The lovely song, How Little We Know, written by Hoagy Carmichael and Johnny Mercer. And then to 1956, to one of the great entertainers of the time, Sammy Davis Jr. Well, he could sing and he could dance. He could act. Wonderful entertainer. And he really did have a lovely voice. It was a very powerful voice, but it could also be very, very tender. We will hear him from 1956 with a George and Ira Gershwin piece called Someone to Watch Over Me, Sammy Davis Jr. And we will start with Artie Shaw and his new music, I've Got a Strange New Rhythm in My Heart.
Song, will it say a farewell? Maybe I'm only supposed to stay in your arms a while, as others have done. Is this what I've waited for? Am I the one? Oh, I hope in my heart that it's so. In spite of how little we know,
somebody I'm longing to see. I hope that she turns out to be someone who'll watch over me. I'm a little lamb who's lost in the woods. I know I could always be good to one who'll watch over me. Although I may not be the man some girls think of as handsome to her heart, I'll carry the key. Won't you tell her, please, to put on some speed? Follow my lead, oh, how I need someone to watch over me. But to her heart, let me carry the key. Won't you tell her, please, to put on some speed? Follow my lead. Oh, how I need someone to watch.
You've just been listening to the lovely tones of Sammy Davis Jr. as he brought us Someone to Watch Over Me, a George and Ira Gershwin composition from 1956, that recording. Before Sammy, we heard from Anita Boye with Hoagy Carmichael and Johnny Mercer's tune How Little We Know. And we started out with Artie Shaw and his new music from 1937, I've Got a Strange New Rhythm in My Heart. And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. I'm Stephanie Robinson. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa. And this morning we are listening to recordings made between the years 1937 and 1962. As you've heard, we've got some lovely singers for you today, and of course all those wonderful musicians bringing us the work of the great songwriters. This certainly was a golden age for popular music and jazz. Speaking of which, we're going to hear now from one of the great small groups that were around at the time. And this is 1943. It's Wild Bill Davidson and his Commodores, recording, of course, for the Commodore label. This was a terrific collection of musicians. Amongst them, we will hear from Wild Bill, and he'll be on his trumpet, Pee Wee Russell on clarinet, George Brunies on trombone, Gene Schroeder on piano, Eddie Condon on guitar, Bob Casey on bass, and to round out the group, George Wetling on drums. A very fine lineup there. The song that they are going to bring to us today is written by Ray Gilbert and Lou Polack, and it is called That's a Plenty. And then we're going to have two songs with a French connection. One is from Charles Trenet, and recorded in 1951. Well, he, of course, was a wonderful French singer, had a very long career, and made many recordings. He also recorded only songs that he'd written himself, and he was a songwriter of note. I believe it was about 1,000 of them altogether. And this one is from 1951, written, of course, by Charles Trenet, and it's called Le Cœur de Paris. And then to 1949, to an American musician who made his career home in France later on in his career, and that is Sidney Bechet, one of the founding fathers of jazz. He'd started out on the clarinet and switched to the soprano sax. On both instruments, he was the master. He recorded with many small groups, lots and lots of concerts, and of course those wonderful recordings. We will hear one today, and that is from 1949, Out of Nowhere, written by Johnny Green and Edward Heyman. So three more songs, and we will start with Wild Bill Davidson and his Commodores. That's a Plenty from 1943.
Thank you. Le cœur de Paris, c'est une fleur d'amour si jolie, que l'on garde dans son cœur, que l'on aime pour la vie. Le cœur de Paris, c'est une romance qui parle du soleil ou de la pluie. On croit qu'elle finit, mais elle recommence. Le cœur de Paris, c'est la France. Le cœur de Paris, aux midinettes, c'est dessous de bonheur une guinguette. On y danse comme il fait beau, c'est Lison, Manon, Lisette. Le cœur de Paris, c'est les petites poules beaux, aux figures d'archanges, aux phrases crues. Montmartre qui s'endort dans une toile du Trillo. Le cœur de Paris, c'est la rue. Le cœur de Paris, c'est une histoire toujours présente à nos mémoires. C'est la barbe du roi Henri, barbe bleue ou barbe noire. Ainsi se termine ma petite chanson qui déploie ses ailes à la ronde. Elle s'envole aux cieux pour porter un peu du cœur de Paris dans le monde. Ainsi se termine ma petite chanson qui déploie ses ailes à la ronde. Elle s'envole aux cieux pour porter un peu du cœur de Paris dans le monde. Et le monde ravi murmure qu'il est gentil, le cœur de Paris. Thank you.
Just been listening to the wonderful soprano sax of Sidney Bechet and friends. 1949, he brought us Out of Nowhere, written by Johnny Green and Edward Heyman. Before Sidney, we heard from Charles Trenet from 1951, the wonderful French singer, Le Coeur de Paris, written by Charles himself. And we started off with Wild Bill Davidson and his Commodores, That's a Plenty, from 1943.
Hi, this is Randy McKelligan. Join me every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. for the finest in jazz. In Transition surveys jazz from the past, present, and everything in between, from Armstrong to Ellington, established and up-and-coming stars to the latest trends in jazz. In Transition on CHUO-FM 89.1.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. This morning we have been listening to recordings made from the late 1930s through to the early 1960s. We've got three or four left for you this morning, and some more wonderful musicians and a couple of lovely singers. 1954 is the date of the next recording, and that was made by Roy Eldridge and friends, who actually were the Oscar Peterson Trio, along with Buddy Rich on drums. This is quite a lineup. Roy Eldridge on trumpet, Oscar on piano, Herb Ellis on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, and as I mentioned, Buddy Rich on drums. They're going to bring us a jazz standard called Sweet Georgia Brown, which was written by Ben Burney and Maceo Pinkard. Following Roy and Oscar, we will hear from Lucky Millinder and his orchestra, a very fine big band that started up, I believe, in the 1930s. And they will join us with a recording that they made in 1945 with a song written by Sonny Schuyler called All the Time. And then to 1962. And we will hear from singer Bobby Darin. He became quite the pop star later on in the 60s and had quite a career at that. While that was going on, he also recorded several albums with Billy May of the Standard Tunes. This is a recording from one of them. The song is written by Joseph McCarthy and Jimmy Monaco, and it is called You Made Me Love You. Bobby Darin from 1962 with Billy May. And we will start with Roy Eldridge and the Oscar Peterson Trio, along with Buddy Rich, Sweet Georgia Brown. Thank you.
I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do it. You made me want you, and all the time you knew it. I guess you always knew it. You made me glad.
But there were times
you made me feel so bad. You made me cry for I didn't want to tell you. I didn't want to tell you. I want some love. That's true. Yes, I do. Deed, I do. You know I do. You know you got the kind of kisses that I'd die for. You know you made me.
'Cause I didn't want to tell you. I didn't want to tell you.
Yes, I do. You know I do. Oh, how I do. Give me what I cry for. You know you've got the kind of kisses that I'd die for.
Go to 1957 to a lovely jazz singer called June Christie. I play her from time to time on the show, and not as often as I should, so we'll make up for it today. The song is written by Harry Ruby and Ruby Bloom, and it's called Give Me the Simple Life. And that will be June Christie from 1957.
Around with strife. I never was cut out to step and strut out. Give me the simple life. Some find it pleasant dining on pheasant. Those things roll off my knife. Just serve me tomatoes and mashed potatoes. Give me the simple life. A cottage small is all I'm after, not one that's spacious and wide. A house that rings with joy and laughter, and the ones you love inside. Some like the high road, I like the low road, free from the care and strife. Sounds corny and seedy, but yes, indeedy, give me the simple life. I never was cut out to step and strut out. Give me the simple life. Just serve me tomatoes and mashed potatoes. Give me the simple life. A cottage small is all I'm after, not one that's spacious and wide. A house that rings with joy and laughter, and the ones you love inside. Some like the high road, I like the low road, free from the care and strife. Sounds corny and seedy, but yes, indeedy, give me
we're coming to the end of another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Thanks so much for joining me today. And I hope you enjoyed our selection of recordings. Do please stay with us. Randy's coming along in another few minutes with 2 hours of fabulous jazz for us this afternoon. And I hope you can join me, Stephanie Robinson, again next week for more music from days gone by. And our final recording today is from Georgia Gibbs from 1945. Lovely voice. She will bring us a song written by Bob Russell and David Saxon, Wish You Were Waiting for Me. Here's Georgia Gibbs.
You see, gee, somebody's lucky. Wish you were waiting for me. Walking back and forth, kind of worried, wondering where that someone can be. Gee, that someone is lucky. Wish you were waiting for me. I see it clearly, your arms around me, I thrill to your touch. I see it clearly, ah me, I dream too much. If I only had you to run to, honest, I'd never let you go free. Gee, somebody is lucky. Wish you were waiting for me. Gee, that someone is lucky. Wish you were waiting for me. I see it clearly, your arms around me, I thrill through your touch. I see it clearly, ah me, I dream. I'd never let you go free. Gee, somebody is lucky. Gosh, somebody is lucky. Boy, somebody is lucky.